As a kid, bro, I was fucking on the edge of my bed, like.
With the music. That's why you can't do the OVA version, people, because the OVA version doesn't give you the music to the scene, and the music amps this scene 10, 15 times.
This is Gumparazzi. You're watching the Undergated Podcast.
What's going on, people? Back, another episode. Happy holidays to people out there. I'm Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I have the homie with me, CD. The homie Austin is in Austin, Texas. Austin in Austin. Us two come together every week.
Two pack
for you. Two thirds. 66% of the Undergated
pick and roll.
There you go. Yeah, I can't think of any other. Yeah.
Back to back. Weapon.
Yeah, there you go. Something. We come together every Wednesday to bring you a brand new episode of the Undergated Podcast presented to you by the Undergated Network, where we talk about books, movies, TV shows, Gundams, Gunpla, mainly Gundams and Gunpla, but we dabble into a little bit of everything. So stick around and hope y'all enjoy. Hope y'all have a fresh cup of eggnog. Hope y'all have a fresh cup of whatever y'all drinking. Just be responsible on this, out there.
On this Christmas afternoon, because this does drop on Christmas too.
So. Yes. Yes, exactly. So happy holidays. Happy holidays. Last week we would sit down and talk to the homie Pixelli.
Yes.
And we Pixelli. Sat down and talked to her about retro games, some vintage Gunpla, and more. So if you missed last week's episode and you want to tune in, this is what you missed.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to say like that. Like I said, I truly believe the people who are 10 out of 10 builders, they're professional builders in the West, are just as good as their equivalents in Japan or, you know, Korea or any other of the Asian countries. There's just less of us. And also, the one thing that's worth mentioning is it's time, but also there's no industry for it here.
And that was last week's episode. So if you got a chance to sit down and relax for a little bit, and you after you watch this one and you missed last week's episode, go check that one out. It was a ball. A lot of questions about Japan. She stayed in Japan for a little bit, so she has answered a lot of our questions about Japan, like the culture and the lifestyle over there.
She had some a little hot takes as well, you know, just saying you don't have to prime kits,
crazy.
You don't have to make sense. Do all that extra scribing, all that you know, the extension of the parts. You know, just kind of do it your way.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure y'all check out that episode last week. We appreciate everybody who left a comment and, you know, gave us the insight. And also last week we was able to open up our mystery pack, so we have a few future builds coming along. Boom. If you missed it, CD's doing a Shenlong. I had the high new real great, which I look forward to doing. I was hoping I got that one. So
that's a lot of work, dog.
Right. This episode we're going to talk about, of course, during the holidays, our takes on Endless Waltz, our takes on War in the Pocket, and some other stuff, some of our favorite Christmas movies, some of our favorite Christmas songs, things like that. So, but before we get started, as always, we start first with the greetings. CD, brother, how's your week been, man?
So it's been pretty good, man. For you guys that don't know, I've been saying this for the last couple weeks. I just celebrated my birthday this past Thursday. I am officially in the 30 Club. Woke up feeling it in my back and my shoulders, pause. But
as you should.
It was good, man. Got treated to lunch, dinner. Chloe had like a movie night at her school, so we took her up there. She had to like hang out with her friends and watch movies. You know, this weekend, just been doing a lot of running around, ripping and running. And then went bar hopping. I haven't done that in years, and I definitely woke up the next day feeling it when I had to go grocery shopping. And I was like,
it's been a while.
Oh, I need to sit down. Oh my God, I was a dead man walking. But it was fun, man. It was definitely fun to get out and, you know, see friends and just enjoy it. Enjoy life, you know. Being at the 30 might not seem like a lot, but you know, as brothers, it's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's a big thing. And what he means by us brothers, I mean obviously everyone, but especially in the Black community, it's like a thing where hopefully it's going down, right? But making it to 30 years old is a lot. It's a big accomplishment. So happy birthday again, brother. So we was able to do that. Man, I just chilled this weekend. Just chilled out. Last minute Christmas shopping. Amazon purchases every day, it seems like.
Amazon's making like killing right now, dog.
I know. Besides them being on strike, though, so.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. Get your unions together, though. Unionize. I respect it.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. Next up, building and breaking down a backlog. I know I said last week an episode of Coop's Corner was going to drop, but I waited till this Friday. So in 2 days, Coop's Corner will drop, and it'll be the last one of the year. I wanted to make sure it kind of fell on the last Friday of the year. Kind of a recap episode, not like segments, but just talking about 2024 as a whole. So make sure y'all tune into that. It's going to be Friday at 5:30. It's going to be interesting.
I know you got some heat to show them.
Man, I'll show technically two, but it's one order, but I got it twice. So I did pre-order, and it finally came in from USA Gundam, the RG Epion I don't know how to pronounce it. It's from the Endless Waltz. There is a P Bandai Master Grade that came with both these sets. Of course, once that came out, third party could not wait. You got picked up two of them. So this is all it comes with. So if you have the real great Epion, comes with, as you can see here, two different versions of versions of the beam saber. Kind of one is like full charged, and then arm gauntlets almost. And yeah, so I picked up two of them. Of course, y'all know Epion is like my Michael Jordan of mobile suits. So
you got, what was that, one to rock, one to stock?
Well, I meant to pick up two real great Epions. I only picked up one so far, but I'll go back and pick up another one. And maybe we'll see. We'll see. I think Cro-Mag. I want to hit up Cro-Mag. I know he wanted one, but I think he was able to find one pretty early. Shout out to him. I think he also said that he'll still pick this up from me. If not, it's cool, brother. I appreciate it. I'll just put it with Rock and Stop. This just be an unopened box. I pre-ordered this back in like
January last year.
Yeah, March.
It took 8 months.
It took a long time. So let me see. I'm trying to see if it.
Have you opened it yet?
Open it up. No, not yet. Open up gifts. We're gonna open up some gifts.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, might as well, right? Let's see what it comes with. Let the folks out there see. Damn, what in the world? What we got going on here? Here we go. I was about to open it like a madman. Right.
Turning into the kid all over again, dog.
So, it does come with other stuff. Obviously, does it show it on the back of the box? No, it does not. So, we have.
You get a stand or something?
No, we don't get a stand. We get water slides for it. So we get water slides for it, and then we also get the stuff for the whips. Obviously, okay. So this is trans see-through green.
And this was from
USA, and made by, I believe, is this Susan Model? I don't know. Probably. Effect Wings. I don't know who it's from. But here's all you get in it. Now, here's the instruction manual. So, not a whole lot, people. One side of it for my people out there.
Easy.
Just in case y'all lose your manual one day. So come back to this video and click pause.
It's episode 116, I believe. Yep. Tap in. 116, man. That's wild.
116 straight Wednesdays.
I'm going to say it every episode. That's wild.
Right. 116 weeks of sitting down and talking to my brothers, man. My therapy session. Yeah, not going to the club. Not running around. Nah. All right, that's it for me, brother. Obviously, there's going to be more coming, so make sure, again, stay tuned for Coop's Corner. There you go.
Gotta love it.
Yes, sir.
I did get one thing in. I did. I'm going to share something because I didn't post this. I wanted to share it on the pod because it's super meaningful. For you guys that have, you know, followed along, I've been airbrushing for about 3.5 years now. I'm going to show you what I airbrushed, what I used. This is it. This is just an Iwata, no tank, no gauge, just a dial. This is what I've been busting all my builds out. And I get a call. I get a text. Hey, bro, from Coop. You free to talk? I'm like, nah, I'm cooking dinner. Give me like 10. So I call Coop. I said, bro, what the hell did you send me? I get a box at my door.
It was hand-delivered, so it says.
Hand-delivered, but it was at my door. I'm like, Anthony Cooper. I said, did my brother misplace a box? And I go to open up the box, and I got a brand new fucking airbrush.
There you go.
I said, man, this is meaningful. My brothers have known that I've been in the mud painting these kids.
Right.
And my dogs blessed me, so that was super hyped. Like I said, man, you and Austin take care of me with that, so I appreciate that, because you know how good it is to have a fucking gauge.
That's it. He didn't have a gauge. That's the crazy part. That was the mind-blowing part. He had like a tat letting him know, oh, this is for SMS, and this,
that white mark, that's the SMS mark. Hold on,
and what we mean by gauge, people, is certain paints spray at a certain velocity of the PSI, right? Like, usually I think SMS is about 15 or 17. And it, like, obviously the higher it is, the more air comes out of it. So you always want to, when you spray, like, when you're spraying like a, yeah, when you're spraying like a chrome, right, you want to use it at a low PSI. So you're not, it's not just shooting out of the gun. His was just like low, medium, high, like,
yeah,
like an oven.
Not so bad. Like, you'd ask me, like, hey, bro, like, what do you shoot this at? I'm like, shit. I just know what I shoot it.
Now we know, so, brother.
Now I got no excuse. So, that was definitely the highlight of my birthday gifts. That was super dope of you guys to do that for me. So that's always going to be cherished and go down in my heart as one of my favorite gifts ever. Airbrush. So look forward to 2025, man, when I break this shit out and start kicking ass. I was gonna paint some stuff, but it's holiday season, man. I'm burnt out of work. I'm just relaxing. So
I don't blame you.
I'll wait on that. But yeah, no other pickups other than that. Shout out to my dog Scoop and Austin for taking care of me.
There you go. No problem, brother. No problem, man. Happy birthday. Glad we was able to do that for you. And it's like you get double dip pause because you get like Christmas too this week. I mean, today, whatever.
Nah, you know, not as a kid. It was like,
you gotta wait. Ah. You gotta wait.
Oh, you thought it was your birthday? Oh, it's Christmas. You just get one. So I appreciate you guys.
One gift. There it is. Let us know in the comments what y'all picked up, what y'all received for Christmas or the holidays, whatever you celebrate. Not just Christmas, whatever you celebrate.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. If you don't celebrate any of them, if you just bought yourself something.
Yeah. Exactly. You just chilling, treat yourself. Someone that treated you. Somebody was at work and noticed that the Gunpla SD kit was on your desk and was like, yeah, we noticed that you like these, and here you go. Whoop-de-whoop with the whoop-de-wop. Let us know.
That's some shit, dog. That never happens. I wish somebody would play. Look, you like that? No.
Right.
Anyone like, oh, you like Gundams? Here.
No. No. I was about to say, did I get a gift card from work before? No, I did not.
Yeah.
I did. It was somebody who was like, I was reading a manga the other day. He was like, oh, Gundam, you're number one, ain't it? Yeah. Well, Dragon Ball Z, but then, yeah, Gundam's, it's top 3. Top 3 up there. So, brother, what you cooking? Anything
in general? Oh, man, I did just finish book 5 of the Solon Empire series I'm reading. Hopefully 6 is under the tree. I'm hoping. So that's 54 books, I believe, this year. I think I'm going to be done because this last one took an emotional toll on me, dog. I put the book down and I looked at Ashley and I was just crying my eyes out. And I was like, damn, I'm getting too emotionally invested in these damn books, dog. It was dramatic, dramatic. I don't know if anyone's going to read them, so I'm going to give a slight spoiler. So listen at your own risk. But in this, in the last book, the main character who's been fighting this antagonist for the last three books gets captured, and he's tortured and beaten the shit out for 7 straight years. And they get to the part where it's called the Black Feast. The antagonists are like these predator looking type creatures, and they eat humans. So he thinks he's been like locked up by himself for these 7 years. And the antagonist pulls out this crate or this long table of food, but it's like human parts. And he notices the tablecloth is all his captain's like clothes. So then he realizes, oh shit, those aren't just random people. They're eating my people. And he's thought they've been alive for all these 7 years. So it's just like traumatizing. But
I would have never. You telling me I pictured what was going on, but reading it, it would have just blew past my head. As I looked down at what was the sentence? Like, as I looked down at the table and noticed that the tablecloth was made out of.
They pulled it in. He was like, man, this is like. I don't know who any of these people, and he's like noticing like his specific battalion has like his emblem on it, and he thought, you know, they were super far away from this, and he notices his emblem. He's like, wait, like this guy was on that ship when I got taken, how does he hear? And he starts noticing all these other emblems of all his captains, and he's like, oh shit, like. And then the antagonist laughs and like pulls up ahead, and it's like one of the people that are controlling his ship.
Damn.
And it was just like, yeah, it's called the Black Feast, and that's the certain part in the book, and it gets worse. Like, you think that shit's bad, but he somehow manages to get through it all. But Soul and Empire series, Sun Eater series, the 7th book comes out sometime in 2025, so it's a good time to pick it up and read it. It's one of the best science fiction book series I've read. It's on audio. Yeah, if you don't want to read it, you can listen to an audio. It's about 24 hours.
All one book is 24 hours, or the whole series?
One book, 24 hours. One book. Sheesh. But that's like at a slower pace. Like you can speed it up. True, if I read it, it'd be like a third of that time. 24 hours is hell. Oh, yeah.
That's a long time. Well, big dog, nothing. I've just been chilling and working. Well, done with the head and body of my ODO build onto the backpack, arms and legs and weapons, and we'll be done. And about to crack open New Year. Our group build. So want to start on that so I can get ahead of that.
Eight
weeks out, yeah. It's rolling, Jack. It's rolling. So we're going to enjoy it and take our time.
No, you've been catching up on Ippo at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched any anime. I haven't watched. I can't really think of. No, I haven't watched any anime outside of the traditional holiday season stuff, anime-wise. We'll talk about that later on in the podcast, though. But yeah, let us know in the comments, people, what y'all been doing, what y'all been building, what books y'all been reading, what video games y'all been playing. Did y'all go see Sonic 3? Heard Sonic 3 is amazing.
It's gas.
I heard it.
I got on the internet and then I fucked around and seen like the
spoiler. Yeah, oh man, but I'm not seeing it. Nah, so I mean, I'm not going to talk about it. I need to go see it. Maybe sometime this weekend I'll go out and treat myself and sit down and watch it. I heard you don't need to watch Knuckles, but I want to watch Knuckles. That's on Prime, so we'll see. Next up, we have what's new, some new things that might be coming out. We always use Gunpla Nerd, right?
Shout out Gunpla Nerd.
Shout out to them.
Appreciate whoever you are. We appreciate you.
Right. Let's see what we got going movie. Here. Right. What is this? Did he update or something? Let's see. Why did this page look like that? Yeah, not a whole lot new, man. Did you see that YOLO part is starting to come out with these? These are the Beast Wars, the Beast War Company. I might have to pick these up. It's now making Avas.
Does it come with the launcher? I feel like I've seen one on the launcher. It might have been Unit 2, but I was like, these are kind of, yeah. I was like, okay. The price is at 69 yen, though.
Oh, if it's that expensive,
you might as well get the RG.
Yeah, I got the RG. Believe me. And Lord only knows where that is at. I'll tell you that right now. Lord only knows where all they're in the box. They're in the box.
You got all three?
But I know. Yeah, I got all three. And I know I think I've lost a hand. It's like during moves and stuff. So I might just get slowly pick up like Ava 1, Ava 2. I actually did turn that on the other day, the rebuild, because I was talking to Austin about it. The rebuild. And amazing animation.
Which one did you watch?
Oh, 1.1. Yeah, that's the first one. Just background noise and sit it down and seeing how everything, you know, just cleaning up. I heard this kit. Is this kit 1/100?
I don't know. I seen shout out Grips. He sent us a video of it.
Right. Third party Moon Gundam.
Smooth.
I'm telling you.
Like, it looks smooth.
This is, we're gonna have to recap third parties for third party kit of the year.
For the year? Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is gonna be front runner for next year, but this looks nice. It
looks smooth.
It does look nice.
I feel like it might have been 1/100 because it looked, I
don't know if it says 1/100, but I don't know if that's in Gundam Realm or Moon Gundam. Yeah, 1/100 is crazy. A Moon Gundam in like Master Grade size would be already nuts.
A tall high grade. That is
as right. Nice. Somebody's gonna throw like a Sazuri head on it or something.
That's just tough.
Speaking of Sazuri,
Mechanic Clear.
This is that clear. Somebody went to the Gundam base.
I've seen that video.
Mechanic core plating. This looks
the box is fire.
The box is crazy.
The box was fire. I don't know who that was, but I seen that same shit. And I was like, damn.
It's almost like a candy paint clear. You could probably do it on the clear if you wanted to paint the clear Gundam, the clear version of the normal one. Just get you some SMS clear red. Don't even prime it. Just go right over.
Johnny Mechahans on his what double O kit was
Dynamis.
That? The Dynamis. So he had that Mechanic Clear, and then I kind of faded into like the solid parts.
That's crazy. That's right.
That shit was sick. But I was like, I don't got a Sazuri, but that might be the one if I wanted one.
For 25 million.
Never mind. But shit,
if it came into my Bandai now,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Let's see. Let's just real quick. Let's see. And while we on it, we could talk about P Bandai. Why not?
It's Christmas. You guys are just hanging out.
You got your holiday money. Open up that card and that. And y'all, that money that fell out of that card. Yeah. Sit down and chill for a while. Y'all ain't got nothing going on anyway. Let that eggnog sit down for a little bit.
Handing out money and gift cards. I don't even Christmas shop no more. Here.
Right. But let's just real quick. Let's see what. Nothing really after this. More pictures of the Ava. Here's the Mechanic. The more pictures of the Sazuri. Sazuri, real great. Top five silhouette for a kit. Come on now.
Of all kits.
You telling me if this is on your shelf?
I don't have it. I gave it away.
I know you did. Crazy. The real great version of the Sazuri is a top five silhouette. It's a top five looking kit. The real great version.
It looks good, but I don't think it makes mine. I got to
see. This doesn't?
I'm not a fan of the Sazuri, so. Even I like the proportions. It looks good, but I just don't.
I love the Sazuri like this. The Sazuri from Shar's Counterattack when he's like this, waving the arms around.
This is the best iteration of the Sazuri for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Verkar is close, but the real grade is definitely, you put this on a shelf with some lighting.
It got some presence for sure.
And it's about the size of a Master Grade too.
It's just too big.
Nah, man, it's...
Pause.
This looks good. I have that clear one too that I've been itching to build. And I just wanted to paint the frame. So maybe I'll do that on a side project. Maybe a side project next year. Some slight. But let's go ahead and look at P Bandai. Y'all got y'all money again from the gift cards, that Visa Green Dot gift card. Yeah, I know y'all got that. Some in stock now kits. Here you go, Atlas Gundam, the Bandit Flower version.
I might get one of those, another Scope Dog, because I did find the expansion pack where you can open up the cockpit.
So like, that was just the normal. Oh, that's the.
I found the expansion part on Surugaya, but any one of these, I really wanted to get in there and paint the cockpit. I like that shit.
I was talking to Austin. People's orders probably canceled. People cancel these orders on these Hazels. I kind of want to pick one up.
You in the Hazel team now too?
Nah, I just like this. I like this. Kark Black.
Kark Black.
Kark Black and whitish gray. Aggressor? German cream would be crazy.
I like the German cream would be great. German cream, Kark Black. They offset like that. And then you get that goat color yellow right there.
Yeah.
Mary goat.
See, one thing I like about this too is close. To me, I don't think the I love the colorway on the Mark II. I love the colorway on the Mark II. The Gundam. Mark II RX. Aug and Titans one. So from Zeta. So seeing anything in that colorway, I can rock with it. And it's available to ship right now. So is the Hootaroo part set. Shout out to Austin. Let us know in the comments down below, Austin. If anybody needs to pick this up, you need to get X, Y, and Z. Austin is our guy for Advance of Zeta. If y'all don't know what Advance of Zeta is, if you're new to the pod, you're like, yo, what is that? It's buried in one of them episodes, Austin. We're trying to get Austin onto an Advance of Zeta episode.
Max Gray Mondays or AOZ something.
Advance of Austin. But it's on its way. It's in the works. This is still up for pre-order. Here we go. For $26, this Faker, right? This is something I feel like we're going to pump fake on.
Yeah, I pump fake.
This is something that we're going to be like, yo, I wish we picked that up. And it's going to, like, that is dope. The grapple, whatever that is.
$26. Go ahead, cool.
Nah, man. For $26, for $4 more, you could go ahead and pre-order. For $4 more, like, hold on, $3 to $4 more. Shit, $2 more, brother. That real great dog is too. I might double back and pick this up.
Same.
I know I have the metal figure.
I have faked on it.
You did?
Yeah, but I might go back and get this because if I had to pick any tall geese to have,
still got some time too. March 15th.
I might go back. And $28 is, that's nothing.
Right. That's nothing.
I just wanted to, I went and picked up dinner before this and I spent that on bullshit. So
that is nothing. It's crazy how this is cheaper than the shoulder cannon.
Crazy.
Shoulder cannon origins. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Shoulder cannon comes with a lot of stuff, but this, the real great, I don't know if anybody has built the real great tall geese. It's a fun build. And I use that word like sparingly, right? Like, I don't use the word fun build, but any of the tall geese, RGs, are just fun to build, fun to come together. Once you start putting together and you get to the legs and waist in that backpack, you're like, oh yeah. And especially if you're in like a Gundam Wing mood, it's definitely a fun build.
I got one tall geese in my, just the original one in my backlog that I've been sitting on forever. That GM guards type dual beam cannon, high grade bolt dual beam cannon, is it for pre-order too, which is a good kit.
Which one is that one?
The GM guard custom
right here.
Yeah, That's a good kid.
I was talking to Austin about it. It just comes with a different gun, right?
Two different guns.
So you can attach on a hip.
And then two, it's a different chest plate and backpack. But it all comes in the same box.
This is the one I built for our group build for ODO last year. Not this exact one, but the standard release.
I built one and I have one on ice still.
Yeah, I think I got one on ice. I have one on ice. It's a fun build as well. I like the visor.
Mm-hmm.
So there goes something. If y'all want to pick something up for the holidays,
Christmas money.
Here you go.
Toggies 3 is up there too.
Toggies 3. Matt, this is a lot of people's grail kit. And this is the Master Grade Heavy Arms custom from the movie.
Talking about Christmas,
After Colony 196. Right? This is for $53. I do not want to hear anybody complain or ask me where can I find this kit. Because opens up November 1st and it gives you March. So you get December, January, February, March, so half of March, 3.5 months to come up with $53.
You can put this in your Christmas list. If you guys do New Year's gifts, if you guys do Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Treat yourself. Put $1 away a day.
Yeah. I mean, people
be there by the end of the day.
Don't overspend on this. Like this, I feel like these wing kits get restocked at least three times a year.
All the time. Yeah. So
save $1.
Exactly. Do not pay extra. Here goes another one. Toggies 3. Do not pay extra for the Master Grade Toggies 3.
No, don't do it. None of these wing kits, don't do it. I feel like they're the most restocked.
And if you do miss out, this is the real grade Toggies 3. My fault. I thought this was the Master Grade. I'm gonna say if you missed out on the Master Grade, just get the DeBond one. Just get the DeBond one.
The Bond got this Epion special code, and I just seen that too.
Sheesh. I did pick this up.
You did
the Toggies and the Toggies anime color.
That's a nice looking kid.
I wish Austin was here because I want to know what y'all's take on this as like an antagonist suit.
Toggies up there for sure.
And again, easy build, fun build. That right there.
It's a good shot.
Right. One of my favorite toy photography photos with that one, right? In the maintenance hangar of it.
Yeah, right. Taking off too. You got one. Is that the one you're talking about on your page?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull it up. If y'all don't mind, I usually don't do this. I usually don't like pull up my own stuff. Let me pull it up.
This one right here.
Yep. This is not the anime one. This is not the anime one, but this is the regular Targi's real great standard release. And then
flying over to Antarctica.
Right. So Toggies, fun build. So if you could get this one, especially in anime colors, I don't know if this ever released on P-Bandai. I remember that when this released on Bluefin before P-Bandai got into the States, where P-Bandai was strictly across and everything was Bluefin only. That's where I seen it, and I pump faked on both Toggies 2 and this one. I was like, $60, it'll be there, it's not going anywhere, out of stock, it'll restock. First time I've seen it. Think about that, people. The time before P Bandai, this is the first time I've seen it. So Get it
I
now.
I wonder if they're dropping right now because it's a endless waltz season.
Oh yeah, dropping for sure. Kit. And also the anniversary. Anniversary next year too. By the time y'all heard it here first. Uh-oh. Look at the month.
Dropping the April, coupon.
Here we go. April 2025. This and April 7th. Pull up April 7th, 1995 Gundam and see what happens. It's going to pull up the first episode of Gundam Wing. Test my knowledge. Here we go. April 7th, 1995 Gundam. Talk to him. Talk
there
to
it
him.
Is.
It debuted. All the Gundam Wing kits are dropping the month that Gundam Wing debuted. Good job, Bandai. Good job.
You speculating a new Wing Master Grade, real grade, or high grade drop along that time for the anniversary?
I think they're going to give us some new high grades. I think they'll give us some new high grades. I think we finally get that Pisces. Not Pisces, the Aries. I think we get Aries. What's another? I don't think we'll get the Cancer, unless it's P-Bandai.
Yeah,
the Cancer's P-Bandai. Aqua ones, because you can't really do much. With the Aries, you could do a clear Aries, right? They could drop a clear Aries. You could probably do a special coating Aries high grade. You could probably do like a pre-production color if there was one or one in the manga. But it has to be something that where they could milk a lot of kits from it. So Aries is a Taurus.
Wing dropped in the States 2000?
2001. March 2001, something like that.
I got a picture of me playing with some Legos, and they were supposed to be Aries in the base. Trying with some Legos.
Trying. So you got those coming out on the month that Gundam Wing drops. Some other kits as well. Garmin Zabi.
Yeah, Leo's, look at that shit. Sandrock, Master Grade.
March, Master Grade, Sandrock still up for pre-order until February. Damn, and a few weeks later it drops. My fault, Donkey people were going Street. Back and forth. March, February 15th, and a few weeks later, boom, you get it again. So, Tall Geese 3, full armor, blue color, Master Grade, RX.
I still got to build the high grade eventually.
Right. Still a decent amount of kits to pre-order. If somebody wants to get their P Bandai backlog up, they can make a pretty good dent in it.
Have you been missing out on your mission packs for the F90?
Yep.
You can get all of them now.
This is the 1.0, right? Yeah, that's the 1.0.
Yeah, that's the first one. Keep that.
I'm about to say, yo, come on. Already?
Keep that.
That's the G3. Ground type G3
granddaddy
RG granddaddy pass. Unless you want
to have you gotten the 2.0 yet?
No, still holding off, brother. Still holding off.
I haven't made any more progress. It's just inner frame still.
In oh, that's right. You did get it. You did get it
for what? Just cause. Because yeah. It was there.
Yeah, we all are like that. We all are like that. So, yep. Let us know in the comments, people, what y'all plan on picking up. What y'all spending that money on. What P-Bandai order y'all might pick up. Let us know in the comments. The FBI will call that a clue. Hold That Thought is what we have up next. Not a whole lot, man. Some crazy stuff going on in the world. You see that thing that happened in New York? I really don't even want to talk about it, especially today, you know, being around Christmas.
Oh, the dude on the train?
Bro, yeah, that's sick shit. Some sick people in this world. That's why you always want to make sure you treat everybody kindly. And I'm not going to speak on it any more than that. I'm sorry if I teed, like, why would you even bring it up?
It's just wild.
It's just a wild world we live in. Go look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Just can't even mind your business on the train.
Right. Other than that, Big Dog, I don't think anything, everything.
My team is officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen. We knew that was going to happen, 49ers. Jalen Hurts, concussed. We'll see if he bounces back.
Our Kenny defense. Pickett didn't look too bad, though.
No. Nah, Devontae Smith just got to catch the ball. We went to the next week.
Damn.
It happens. It happens sometime, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. It was a good day for me because the Seahawks lost and then the Eagles lost. So all was right in the world.
All was right in the world, huh? Jackass.
Cardinals, too. Shout
out to Austin. Cardinals eliminated, too. Eliminated, too.
To the Panthers. I don't know what they were trying to do. You're supposed to be trying to lose games, right?
Panthers. That's what the Raiders, they was like, yo, you saw they dropped. They went all the way from the potential first pick all the way to the ninth pick now.
Or to ninth?
I think it's to the ninth pick.
We have the 11th. I hope we lose the last two. I hope we do. And then let's get the eighth and then trade back. I need some like draft day type shit.
Draft day. Brock Purdy gone.
He said he wants to reset the quarterback market. I'm like, buddy.
Nah, you gotta be about it.
That ain't it. But we need to pull like kind of what the Eagles did last year. They said they kind of cleaned house with all the coaches. They said, we need a new DC. We need a new offensive coordinator. We need to kind of do that. We need to bring in Shanahan. We like him as a head coach. You need some fresh eyes. Defense got to go. Special teams got to go. We got to retool it. You don't got to tear it all down, but need some change.
What about old boy? Walked off the field. Quit.
Cook, bro.
He didn't get a chance.
Quitter. What a quitter. What a quitter. Y'all know,
there was a player on the San Francisco 49ers a few weeks back, was told to go on a game, and he told the head coach, I don't feel like playing today, and walked right off the field.
What a quitter.
Make millions. Don't feel like playing. Was there a reason? Because I see that he got 3 games suspended and not cut. So there has to be a solid reason for somebody to go.
If you cut him, it hurts him more financially. Because if you cut them, he can still sign with somebody. He could have played. So they suspended him. So he can't sign with anybody. And he forfeits a part of his signing bonus. So he ends up losing more money. But the reason he didn't go in because he got his job taken away.
Greenlaw bad.
He was mad. Yeah. Like, what do you expect? Greenlaw was damn near all pro. He signed a 1-year deal. Like, what?
Yeah, you thought it was going to be. See, this is what I don't understand about people. Like, dog, you're a backup, dog.
Yeah.
We bought you. You thought you was going to start? Come on, man.
What? Crazy. Saquon win an offensive player of the year because I think Josh Allen might have MVP now.
If Saquon get that, if he bust that 2K and get that record, he should have. He needs 130 yards a game.
Per game? Yep. And they got Cowboys and
Giants.
Oof, easy. Giants for sure.
That last
game. He might get that in the Giants.
I'm going for it. If I'm them. So it's a record that can stand for the next 40. It's still against Adrian Peterson, Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders.
Shit, DeMarco Murray was close 1 year, I feel like. With the Cowboys.
I'm telling you, he was, and he kind of, I wish they would have just like chopped a little bit more away. Once he had 109 yards against the Commanders in the first quarter, first quarter, 7 carries for a 109. I was like, if he could rip off 200, I'd be like, yes.
Yes.
And that means against the Cowboys, if he could rip off 100, all right, cool. And then against the Giants, if he could rip off like 60 to 90, he got the record. But Wolf, I think he finished exactly what he was supposed to get. I think he finished at like 146, and he was supposed to average 138 a game. So,
It's doable.
It's definitely doable. It's definitely
they have to lean on. If Jalen Hurts isn't playing, do you think it's going to be harder for him to get?
Oh, yeah. You saw what they did.
Load the box more.
Yeah, you saw what they did. But if I'm the Giants, if I'm the Giants players, y'all know this. Y'all know y'all the Giants, y'all know y'all did him wrong. Yeah. So if I'm like Dexter Lawrence, you got it, brother. You got it, brother. And you were my best man at my wedding. You got it, brother.
Put it down on her throat. Pause. That's what I'm telling the nigga.
Yeah, go for it. I'm telling everybody, don't worry about it, man. Let him eat, man. That's our brother out there. But yeah, a lot of football, a lot of stuff going on. Let us know. Who's some of y'all teams? I know a few players' teams. Gucci, I know he's a Jacksonville fan. Gucci Gumpler, he's a Jacksonville fan.
Football, basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever sports you like.
Mm-hmm.
Down. Tell me what. I listened to a podcast, 49ers podcast, and they're like, you know, what can Santa bring you for your team? Drop us down in the comments. What can Santa bring you?
For your team.
For your team.
Man, brother, next up, this is going to be a fun one. It's just kind of just sit down and talk. Again, this is kind of an episode we're just kind of cruising on out. It's the holiday season. Again, I want to wish everybody happy holidays. But let's talk.
Second to last before the end of the year, too. I just thought about that.
Actually, it is the last. When the next one comes out, it's New Year's Day.
Oh, yep. Oh, damn.
This is the last one of the year, brother. Jeez. Austin, brother Austin, brother CD.
Right.
What a ride.
Another year.
Another year down, brothers. Next up, we're going to talk about Gunpla and cookies. Right. We're just going to sit down and relax. A lot of people might have some vacation time they're taking. Maybe a couple extra days of PTO you got to burn, use or lose. I got 50 hours. I need to roll over 40 hours. I need to take a day off. Brother CD, what's a good kit or kits to work on during this holiday season? You know, nothing too major. I'm not breaking out a perfect grade today. If that's what you want to do, go for it. But if you kind of just want to just sit back and chill and not really think, get lost out there, or if you up in Hobby Town or wherever you get your kits from, you're like, you know what? CD and Coop recommended this kit. I'm going to get it. I'm going to try it out.
Keep it with the festives. We're going to go with the Wing Master Grade. If you get a few days off, let's be a little adventurous. You know, I would typically suggest let's get an SD. Let's get a high grade. Let's get an entry grade. No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sit down. Let's break out a master grade. The Wing Master Grades are known not to be the most complex master grades, but they're going to give you that size, that experience, and you can put it on as you watch Endless Waltz because it's the holidays. It's Christmas. So we're going to go with, and like I said, that's the first thing I'm building after ODO.
Right.
Master Grade Shinlong. Right there. And it only makes sense.
Yeah, I think my opinion to that is that's a good pick. Any of the Wing Master Grades, they all built the same internally, right? And then obviously the armor changes. But I think any of the Master Grades, if you're a big fan of whatever suit growing up, you could probably find a Death Scythe. I've seen Death Scythe sitting at Hobby Lobby. So if your Hobby Lobby has it for 40% off, it's a great pickup. I don't know if that's your flavor if you go to Hobby Lobby. If you don't, if you do, that's a great pickup. I think Sandrock, you can't beat 40% off. Sandrock, Wing Gundam, Wing Zero, if you can find a Proto Zero. But I would refrain from getting the 04 Wing Zero custom. Just save your money. Yeah, just save your money and get the Verka. But I would not work on the Verka this week. If you're something, just the Shenlong Endless Waltz Glory of Losers kits. The box, rectangular box. So, Epion, maybe iffy. Toggies, I built the Toggies Master Grade. It does have a little bit of that backpack bends, that back pause. So, it's a lot of, might have a lot of weight up there. But the Death Scythe Hell Custom, if you could find it, it's a great looking kit. A lot of shelf presence. Sandrock, if you could put that in a dope pose, and I think it comes with both the red blades, so you can heat it up too.
Effects. Yep,
get the effects. And then if you could find the Wing Gundam in the normal box, not the Verkai, but just the Wing Gundam in the normal box. So any of the Glory Elite set. Not the 04 or not the old the second Verkai. Second Verkai looks good. It looks, I think it's the exact same kit outside of colors. And I think the standard edition one, the barrel's on his left arm or the Verkai's on his right. I could be wrong. But I think that's the only difference I've seen when I looked at the boxes. But for me, I want to go back to what we talked about before. I know I haven't built it, but it's a fun kit. I believe if you're just sitting down, you have some time, you want something that's intricate, it's going to make your mind go, but not a whole lot of pieces to an extent. Not like it's master grade. And I think it's better than the high grade that's out for it because the high grade's so old. I want to go with the RG Sazabi, man. If you want to get, like, again, some shelf presence, you don't worry about that early real grade syndrome people talk about. I know here we kind of don't use that because we're builders. Not saying that people aren't, hold on. Hey. Not saying that people that say that aren't builders, but we tend to just be like, oh, we'll glue it down or we'll put it in a museum pose.
Workarounds for it.
Yeah, workarounds. But I think the Sazabi would be a great kit if you could find the real great Sazabi. I think the only tedious part would be building the funnels, but that's something. Come back to it, build the main body with just the backpack and then come back to the funnels later. But I think, again, if you could get it in that dynamic pose of the funnels coming out and all that jazz, well, I think it would be good.
It's the peak of a real grade.
It's a top real grade.
It's top three of the real grade. So you're not losing, you know, you might go back and get the Zeta like we talked about. People talk about a hand grenade, this, that, and the third. You don't have to worry about any of that. No one's ever said anything bad about the Sazabi as far as I know. So
Right.
Just so, pull out the box and get to it.
Right. And I think that kit is it's a dope looking kit. This is just you can pair it with the new Gundam RG, maybe later on down the line, if you don't feel like building those funnels. So I just text the homie Austin. I'm going to see if he gives us his opinion on what's a good kit to build during the holiday seasons. You have any other recommendations, brother?
I was going to say, what do you think his recommendation is going to be for his pick? Let's put our Austin hat on.
What would Austin say? Is he...
Maybe an advanced Zeta Hazel Master Grade. Kind of simple, not too tedious.
No, I don't think he'll say that. I think he'll say like any one of the newer seed kits. If you text back. The movies, from the movies.
Okay.
I think that he'll say that. I know you're a big fan of them as well.
I got, there's like 12 that came out. I think I got 6. There might be more.
That's 5 right there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I got the cross silhouette, so that's 6. And then the Spectre.
That new one's hitting shelves too.
Yeah, it is.
You seen Marcel McCoy? You picked that one up? Yeah.
Yeah. That's the wannabe Zeta looking one, but I want to paint it.
No, not that one. My fault. Oh, the white one.
Gold Knight?
Yeah, the Gold Knight one. Maybe. No. What about any high grade recommendations?
Ooh,
for you, what you think? I think if I had to go high grade, my fault, brother, to cut you off. But if I had to go high grade, I think a pretty fun one. If you could find the set, maybe just I would not do one, but if you have enough funds to get 2 or 3 of this, I think you'd be a great build. And that is the 8th MS team high grades, the Revive high grades. So if you could get two ground types, one ground easy type, eights. One easy 8, 2 ground types with an easy 8, I think that will look amazing. That's $22. Get a lot of stuff to put in the backpack, weapon set, the backpack.
It comes with a lot.
It comes with a lot for $22. So the ground type, high grade Grades or the Easy 8 High Grades. I think it would be a great recommendation if you're just chilling and want to bang out some kits. No, I don't think if you have Hulu, you could definitely go up there and watch 8th and Mess Team, chill out. You could probably not all three of those. If you have three of those high grades, they obviously build almost similar, especially if you get two Easy 8s or two ground types. You can knock those out within the you can knock those out the whole series. 12 episode series, you can knock that out.
Those are actually some of the best high grades too. For what it comes with in the price. I was even gonna go with their Revive Line 2 and just talk about that Zaku 2. I've done the last two of them. Super easy builds. You can almost push them out with your fingers. The plastic is soft, but some of the most posable kits you'll ever get. Comes with a beam rifle, comes with a rocket launcher, extra hands. And if you get it at Hobby Lobby because it's there, they have the green one and the Char. It's like $16, $15 bucks.
And you can't
probably
beat
one
that.
Of the best high grades out. So take the holiday money, take that gift card, take your ass to Hobby Lobby. You can get a kit, you can get a display base, you can get some paint, you can get everything you needed there for like $40.
And that's it.
GBWC with that.
That's it. And you can walk out of your Hobby Town with a trophy next year.
With a trophy, crazy. So,
yeah, I'm just looking at your backlog right now, man. Pause. And it's just like the Moon Gundam. If somebody could find the Moon Gundam, I don't know if they're still sitting. I think that would be a pretty fun one for someone to build.
The Goof Custom right there is always a Goof classic. Custom.
Yeah.
And it's a revive.
Any of the AFMS themes. Yeah, any of the AFMS themes for sure. Stay away from, unless you really want it, try to stay away from like anything that's too heavy. Like, not heavy as in weight, but just heavy as in time and kind of daunting. If that's what you don't want to do, Psycho Zaku.
Don't be the guy that just speed builds 17 builds.
Like, it's too heavy. Like, right now, it's a time to spend with your family. Just relax. If that's your flavor, you want to do whatever you want to do. I'm not telling you how to spend your money or spend your time. These are just recommendations from the Undergated Podcast of what we think would get you a good bang for your buck and still have time to enjoy with your family.
Exactly. Right? Open you the presents, build a kid.
Right. You could knock out, you could watch 8th MS Team knock out those three kids, take a shower, and then go out to eat. Right? We could go to Red Robin if you want. You're not stuck at the table. You're not worried about all fatigue. Whatever the case may be. So these are some recommendations. We got the Master Grade Glory of the Loser set, right? Endless Waltz is out right now. Well, not out, but it's that time of the year. And you also have, I believe, the Real Great Sazabi. If you want to watch Shire's Counterattack, that's on Netflix as well. These are recommendations, people, that we're giving you to
build and watch.
Build and watch and relax. Put it on your phone, your iPad, your whatever, your Samsung, your new Samsung.
Whatever you're tablet. Doing. Yeah.
That new Samsung tablet you just got. That new iPad mini that you just, download Netflix, turn on Shire's Counterattack, and crack open that Sazabi. With that glass of eggnog, you're good. You're good for the rest of the day, brothers.
Sounds like what I might be getting into later after this.
Hey, I'm telling you, it sounds like an all right day. You start that build about 8, 9 o'clock. Kids unwrapping the gifts. Oh wow, that's what I got. Yeah, that's what you got. Shake it up, open
exactly.
Up. I got it. Yeah, finally, crack open that seal. Kids watching Scrooge. With Bill Murray or Elf, or the Grinch, and you got your phone right there, your new iPad mini with your nice case on it, propped up with the pop socket on it.
Everything, all the accessories.
All the accessories that you need right there, and you sit down and build your kits. No, you can't watch Glory of the Losers. No, you can't. But you can watch Double Wing. You can watch, I hear the people now, you can't watch Glory of the Losers. How can I? You give me the site where you can watch Glory of the Losers from. You can't watch Glory of the Losers.
Unfortunately, it's
unless you want to watch it on, like, maybe there's like a one of those YouTube movie booked video. You know, they put the panels and make sound effects. And if that's your flavor of how you read manga, I ain't going to knock you. But Gundam Wing is on Hulu. It's on Crunchyroll. You can sit down and watch that. You can sit down and watch Strange Counterattack. Pick up anything right now that obviously Gundam, you can watch anything. But if it's relatively available, go pick it up. The Penelope, you can find it. You can see if you can find it. That's a little heavy. That's a lot of pieces. That's something you might be like, man, I got to waste it. That's a lot of work. But if you want to go get like the Sanaju Stein, $30-something, you watch narrative, good build, looks nice.
I'm not talking about something because you might Penelope open that. That might turn into a month process. We ain't here for that.
Nah, we just needed. We're here for a short time, not a long time. Short fun time, and that's all we. That's all we want to really kind of recommend. And then speaking of Endless Walls, and speaking of things you can watch. Right. Again, holiday season, Endless Waltz, and War in the Pocket equals a great night. If you can watch Endless Waltz, and you can watch War in the Pocket, equals a great night. So we're going to talk about Endless Waltz and War in the Pocket, obviously both holiday movies. I saw online, somebody's TikTok, there's no disrespect to the dude that made the video. He posted on TikTok, man, I forgot his name. Keep up the great work, man. And that's not a backhanded compliment either. But it was never really a debate of Endless Waltz being a Christmas movie. When he was like, oh, you know, in the Gundam community, I won't let you know now, Endless Waltz is just like Die Hard. People compare it, it wavers back and forth. I'm like, I don't think I ever heard anybody waver. That's like
I remember the first time watching Endless Waltz on Toonami, and it was like Christmas time. Like
it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure it debuted around. It was like November something when it debuted. Like
it was holiday season.
Toonami. So
I got it on VHS for Christmas. I have it still on VHS.
Like,
it's a holiday movie.
But there's no debate. Endless Waltz. It's top. It's the number one. It's the number one Gundam movie, man. That's biased and non-biased. Put in. That's biased.
I don't know if we went over. Do we go? I feel like we went over this. I'm pretty sure we all had it. Like,
of course, it's up there. But the animation is top tier. The kits too.
The music, the animation, the fights.
Only don't watch the OVA one. Don't watch the OVA one because. OVA 1 is 3 OVA movies, but it don't give you the music. Like, Last Impression doesn't drop.
Yeah, you don't get the song. I made the mistake and watched that shit, and I was like, this isn't the song.
Nah, this isn't the song. All you get is Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah, I saw
Gundam Wing, Endless Waltz, the movie. It's like, come on now. I don't know. Is it streaming on Gundam Info? I know Gundam Info stated it is streaming Unicorn. And
I seen it on Hulu.
I think the dub. I mean, the sub is on Crunchyroll. So if you have Crunchyroll, you could definitely go check out the movie up there. But I y'all know me, and I think it's obviously everything I don't like subbed and also the OVA. So I am not watching that. Gundam Info. So
you have the Blu-ray?
Yeah, I do have the Blu-ray. They do right now have Unicorn episode version, not the OVA. So re-0096. I don't think I ever watched the episode version of Unicorn.
Of Unicorn?
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I'll just only watch the OVAs. I wonder what I'm missing out.
I watched the OVAs first, and then I wanted to rewatch it again. And then the site, I couldn't use that site, so I can only use one site that only had a episode version. Longer sitting, you know.
Yeah,
I feel like it's, you know, and even though it's like the same runtime, but I just feel like it was doing more. having to go through 24 episodes instead of just.
So Gundam Wing is not on Gundam Info. It's not. So you can't watch it there, but I believe
it's a heinous crime.
Yeah, I believe it is on Crunchyroll, though.
Fact. Favorite suit?
Favorite suit from that series?
From Endless Waltz?
It has to be the Tall Geese 3. It has to be the Tall Geese 3. And that's just because it's up. Wing Zero is up there. The Death Scythe Hell Custom growing up, that was one of my favorite suits from that show. But growing up,
it has to be like the best amount of suits in like an hour and a half. Like there's no, and even like Gundam Seed, they put a lot of shit out there, but like Gundam Wing, Endless Waltz has like the most packed gas.
Packed, and it's top heavy. Pause. Like it is definitely like you know what? It might have the best suits in a one particular series. Right? Like it might be Endless Waltz. All main character suits of gas. All the main character suits of gas. The Serpent Custom, which is the grunt suit, crazy. And I don't know if
And I like that each one gets its own like couple minutes to shine. Like when Sandrock whips off the fucking cape, like gas. Heavy Arms doing his classic stance, shooting all this fucking shit, like.
Right. And you get the you get kind of their backstory. I don't know if the TV show really goes into their like backstory. Catcher? But you get like
or in why, general,
yeah, you get why like why he's upset. Like why he upset. What's his name? Wu Fei. Like the colony drop and they use his colony, right? You figure out how Duo got into Death Scythe Hell and stuff like that.
Oh, Troy, that's how you get his name.
Yeah,
I'll be him.
Right. Damn, I do not know my password for my Crunchyroll. I change it all the time, man.
Is this you it? The Crunchyroll Premium?
I should.
I need that from you, my brother.
I should. I'm paying some. I accidentally canceled it. And I was like, I looked up. I was like, Funimation still charging my account. I canceled Funimation. Which canceled my Crunchyroll Premium. I was paying like $5 for Crunchyroll.
Yeah, the grandfathered in. Damn.
And I couldn't go back.
And wasn't that like 15?
Now it's like 11 or something like that. Just keep forgetting the password, man. No, that ain't it. Are we in? No, that's not it. How about this? Let me see. Then we also have War in the Pocket, another holiday season movie, one of the best OVAs that we have.
If you want to talk about pulling out a heartstring in 6 episodes.
Right. Oof. Right. So War in the Pocket, I watch it faithfully. Another one where I could just sit down and watch. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is.
I've seen War in the Pocket, at least I've seen all the other animes. I've seen it maybe like 3 times. But that shit hurts. Sometimes when it's a little too sad, I'd be like, let me I gotta touch on it every couple of years so I can remember what's going on. But ending crazy, middle crazy. You get one of the coldest street fights, you get the Camphor, which is an iconic kit, the Alex shredding through shit.
Mm-hmm.
You get a love story that ends in a tragedy.
It's a whole lot.
In 6 episodes.
It's a whole, right.
Is it 6 episodes? Well, I think it's only 6 episodes, yeah. It is something else. And for it to be as old as it is, still stands the test of time, and a lot of people still have it in their top 5 as one of their favorite shows.
So... I'll try to log in and bring up some clips from Endless Waltz, but I guess they might know when you're streaming or something.
So not today, sir. I mean, it's like Netflix too, though. Like when you try to, you're watching something, you try to take a screenshot and it's just black.
Blacked out.
Yeah, I'm like, country was on that same time.
Exactly.
We Where's might get hit for YouTube.
You know what? I'm not gonna mute. Yeah. Ah, man.
It's all right, but this is Christmas. Bless him.
Yeah. He said bless. Here we go.
Merry How Christmas. About this? We catch a strike for y'all.
Just the Tall Geese 3 opening. It's hard to sit there and say that the Tall Geese 3 isn't one of the best. It's hard to say that's not the best suit in wing in a Swamps.
It's up there. I'd say it's top three. I don't know, dog. All the wing protagonist suits all look fucking cold though. Like I wasn't a fan of the heavy arms like that. Mm. But like the color scheme on it, crazy with the dual Gatling, the different colors on the Sandrock. You know, I'm an Ultron type of guy, so like seeing the double dragons,
right.
Like him just being in space floating like that, I think that's one of the most iconic scenes. But this, yeah, the Tall Geese 3, I like the new head crest he has on there. The suit he has, like, this is one of my favorite pilot suits. It reminds me of like Escaflowne or some shit, but it was sick. Or even a hero trying to catch up to the Wing Zero,
right? Like, scene. Oh, damn, I spelled Wing Zero wrong. There we go. So, this scene right here, just another iconic scene. It's here.
Watching this as a kid, bro. I was fucking on the edge of my bed, like
with the music. That's why you can't do the OVA version, people, because the OVA version doesn't give you the music to the scene, and the music amps this scene 10-15 times.
Duh.
Mm.
Just love watching this shit because this brings back childhood memories. Like when you see Bandai. This shit for the first time, dog.
Exactly. Bandai, they can make that little rose bud for the G Gundam. They should make that little pod looking thing that.
And you see, this shit is in space, moving fast as fuck, bro. And he's sliding down this ship. Crazy. Talk about that's crashing. That. He's wilding. Yeah, this right here. The pod. Yeesh.
What happened to the plane? The animation is top tier, too. The animation is top tier. Watch the takeoff.
Yeah.
Animation is top tier, too.
I'm telling you, dog. And then you see the Ultron just floating in space, like just floating there, ready for it.
It's game time. Let's see. So we got. You know, that iconic scene in it. Let's see.
So then you got the F2 versus Alex.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Get people ready for the.
Do you have any of the space type Leos?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I need one.
I think that's one.
Look at that. Yeah.
One of the best fight scenes in all of Gundam is Nataku versus Wing Zero. It's Nataku versus. Look at the animation, the drawing.
Animation is crazy. The animation is crazy.
This is when it peaked.
Peaked. Like, animation looks good now because it looks so more realistic, but this is the peak of hand drawn, like.
Yeah, this is right before. Oh
God.
And again, another iconic fight, right? Like another when it hit the atmosphere entry and he just pops the parachute. He's like, yo, Wing Zero hits the wings and opens up. He's like, parachute popped off. Like, yeah, that's Wu Fei that guy.
Yeah.
Wu Fei is that dude.
Mm-hmm. See, this is why, like, Frozen Teardrop, you would want this just after watching this, you're like, damn, what happens after this?
Right. Exactly. Ready to go right back to it. Ready to start scrapping again. we scrapped in the atmosphere, and now we're going to keep going. So,
yeah, I might put this on. I gotta work all day tomorrow before Christmas and have the house to myself, so I'm definitely feeling of getting into the Christmas spirit, so I'm definitely gonna have to throw on wing.
Right. I don't blame me if you do. I don't blame me if you do. I'm trying to camper fight.
Bernie!
Right, the tsunami promo.
079. Even the beginning of this episode, like that whole base fight right there.
Right.
This whole GM falls down. Oh my god. Destroy the Federation's secret weapon, the Gundam. Zeon's only ally, an 11-year-old boy named Alfred Izuruha. For him, war was a distant game. Caught between royalties, Al must make the ultimate. That scene right there. God damn. We're not playing beans here, you know. The price of failure. This colony's going to be destroyed, all right? Nuclear annihilation. Gundam 0080, a midnight run exclusive, premiering Monday, November 5th at 12:30. Yeah, see, I feel like I remember catching it when this shit came on.
Damn.
Camphor might have the most hype for it to be getting aired out the fastest like that.
Right, for sure. For sure.
The most hype suit to get aired out that quick.
We're going to have to do an episode one day, like you said, take the strike and be like, the top tsunami promos.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So go out there, check Endless Waltz, people. War in the Pocket. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. Probably not. But if y'all have the capability to ride the waves, as the good man Austin would say, find it. Check it out. Endless Waltz is on Crunchyroll sub OVA. So, yeah. That's it, mate. That's it, man. Last episode of 2024.
Damn.
It's been a fun year, man.
We'll have to have a year recap special for next episode.
A year recap. Yeah, maybe we'll drop it over the weekend or something like that. Maybe y'all might get a special. Maybe, because we want to sit down and get the good brother Austin in and just sit down and just chill. Recap 2024.
Recap. I might even put together funniest moments of the year type shit.
Wow. Yeah, that would be dope. Funniest moments, craziest takes.
Yeah.
Guests. Down. All of it.
Guests.
All of it, man. This is going to 2025 right around the corner, people.
Big
I'm
year.
Excited. Big year. Big year. And got the, you know, ODO coming, Plamo event coming. Just build seasons coming around the corner.
Build guest.
We got
giveaways.
Some guests
lined up for
all of it. And just more. Just more from the pod. Just able to sit down and talk with the fellas about some things that we could try to do to expand the podcast for everyone. And we coming up with some ideas. So and we might reach out to a couple of people that we, you know, that support hard and get their take and opinion on it. So if we reach out to you, you know, we value your opinion. So I want you to know from the Unnegated that we look for that support from y'all. So we appreciate it.
And we appreciate everybody that sits down, who's been here since day one when we had one subscriber. Now we got 700 plus, you know. Every comment, absolutely, every like, everything goes, every share. We appreciate it all.
Right.
Man, so.
Right. We all share the YouTube account. So. CD, he'll hit me up and be like, yo, read that long comment. Got some good takes on it. Like, oh, let me go check it out. Boom. So Austin the same way. Austin might go and hit me up and be like, yo, did you see what old boy left in the comments or whatever Austin says? He doesn't say old boy. That's not Austin's lingo. But
hey, sir.
Yeah. You see what that guy, that nice gentleman left us in the comments down? Yeah, absolutely, Austin. But yeah. Want to give a shout out to Vulcan Hobby. And if you want to get some kits, go to VulcanHobby.com. Use code UNNEGATE10 for 10% off your order. Save a little bit around this time of the year because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. So
hell yeah. 10% goes a long way. Trust.
Absolutely. And Vulcan Hobby does a lot for the pod. Does a lot for in the community in general, right? The creator, the mind, soul, whatever you want to call it. Behind the Plamo event and the growth of the Plamo event. So support. The more you support, the bigger these events happen. So, of course, like everybody says, do your part, right? If you can't come, you know what? I helped out by purchasing this kit using this code. Y'all know how it works. Exactly. CD, let the people know where to get some paint from.
Yes, sir. We're continuing to use SMS paints because they are airbrush ready lacquer based paints. You pour, spray, go. Use code Chloe's Dad directly with SMS to save 10% off. Have been using them since the beginning. This is probably SMS paint all over this. I don't plan to stop. So use code Chloe's Dad to get that 10% off. Pour, spray, go. SMS paints.
And use code COOP10 with gun primer. That's some high quality tools such as the Gritta Balancer Glazer, razor, glass razor. I know that Gundam Place just got announced that they got a razor coming, so shout out to them down there in Georgia. Shout out to those guys. Keep it up, the good work down there. You got Blakar 7's razor as well. There's a lot. Gun primer does a lot for the community. So the one way you could give back is definitely use code COOP10. Get some things from them. Get those tools, right? I think they got a solvent solution now. So if you need to clean up some stuff and whatever the case may be, purchase that. All right? Man, people, next time you hear from us, potentially as a unit, we'll be into the new year. Right? We want to make sure this is the time, folks. This is the time to sit down and really think about how you start laying that blueprint down, that foundation down. You know what I mean?
Like some goal setting.
Right. Start setting those goals. You know, this holiday season, Christmas, let the spirit, let the atmosphere, all that, let that energy inspire to embrace the new possibilities of what you have going on. Right? Spread kindness, strive to those goals with hope. Oof. And determination.
I got our goals too written down from last year, so be prepared. We're going to talk about those next episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's it. Keep yourself accountable.
That's it.
Be the person that keeps yourself accountable. Don't let anybody hold you accountable unless you're holding yourself accountable first. 168 hours down. Another 168 hours to go with plenty more. I'm Coop. Over here, CD. Austin's in Austin. With the Undergated, never underrated. Until next time, people.
Happy holidays, y'all.
Happy holidays. See y'all. See y'all next year.